What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
And it is what the fuck. Jillian's off on an Easter weekend or something like that. So it's back to the Fister McMullen.
I still don't understand that name. I've never fisted. I've never been fisted. The whole Enterprise just seems cruel and too close to ventriloquism for me.
Like I said, I've had a proctological exam, so I've come close.
That counts.
But I don't know. It just it popped in my head, and it seems to stick. Fans like it. I've gotten emails that they like that name with you. So you are Charlie the Fister McMullen from now till death.
I'm cool with that.
Our first two topics are actually kind of tangentially related, or at least they kind of have the same tone to them.
Did you say tangentially?
I say tangentially all the time.
Tremendous.
I use that all the time. Jesus. Get a vocabulary, man.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Charlie, you are a stoner, so I'm sure this one hit kind of close to home. A Kansas couple got their house raided because they were growing tomatoes and cucumbers in their basement. Apparently buying a whole lot of fertilizer, a whole lot of growing equipment, and a whole lot of growing lights is an indication you're running a pot house. You can't possibly be using these things for legal means. It's got to be a pot house, right?
Obviously.
The real cherry on this whole story, the people that were raided, former CIA agents.
Ladies and gentlemen, give yourselves a moment. Just let that sink in.
I have a feeling the sheriff is not going to win this argument when they sue him.
I would love for that to happen to me. I mean, that's just like your worst enemy from childhood. He comes, he tracks you down, comes right to your door and says, just punch me in the face as hard as you can.
Yeah, because, I mean, okay, first of all, if you're going to do this to an innocent person, that's one thing. But you really can't check into the background and see that these are two former CIA employees that you might not want to fuck with these people. They might, have connections.
They might outrank you somewhat in the grand scheme of things.
Well, they're former, so I'm thinking they might have to call in a few chits from their operative days, but it's still just fucking hilarious to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't get to the point where you're retiring from the CIA without having a few favors owed to you.
That's why I said, you know, you might have to call in a chit or two, but I have a feeling, because they are suing the Leawood Police Department, and I have a feeling this case will not miraculously go away. It's not going to get thrown out of court on a technicality, huh?
This is profiling, and it's no different than a cop following around an Arab guy around a neighborhood for hours at a time because he thinks he's going to do something. I mean, just because you're buying fertilizer and growing equipment does not mean you're growing marijuana. If they would just do some research, because I was reading the article that you sent me, they were afraid of their electricity bill going up, so they weren't even using the lights necessary to grow marijuana. They were using lower wattage bulbs that won't grow your marijuana, but it's fine for, like, vegetables and stuff and what they were actually doing.
Yeah, but the cucumbers and tomatoes, the things they were actually growing.
The more horrifying aspect, though, is when it came out, their house, like after they were raided, they said that they had been under surveillance for months. So after surveilling a house for months because you suspect them of growing marijuana, months go by and you see nothing. Something made them decide, you know what, let's raid them anyway. I'm sure we'll find it once we get in there.
Yeah, it's not like there was a deadline that, if we don't raid them now, the warrant's going to expire or something. Maybe, like, go up to the house and try to buy some pot or see if they take out huge garbage bags full of weed or something. Not just they bought growing equipment, they've got to be growing pot. Because that's the part that offends me a little bit, that to the Leawood Sheriff's Department, they never even factored into their mind of the possibility that they were just growing vegetables. That never even factored in. To them, this was always a pot bust. Isn't that offensive on a certain level to you?
It's horrifying and hilarious and depressing all at the same time. I mean, I'm not saying wait until you see garbage bags full of pot before you call a raid. Just wait until you see anything at all.
Yeah, there was no evidence other than the profiling. They even say in here, they saw the couple buying the equipment and they made the assumption that they must be growing pot. That's just, that would be like stopping the black guy going into the pharmacy. He's black. He's probably going to steal something. Let's just bust him.
God, imagine this couple, because they have the easiest lawsuit in the history of the country. I mean, they've just been given a blank check to destroy the credibility of the Leawood Police Department, like, forever.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, there's no chance that they lose this argument. The cops didn't just, like, come in and go, hey, may we see your basement? They came in just shy of a SWAT team, kicked down their door, had them go to the ground with guns to their heads, like, police search warrant!
Yes, the kind of shit that...
doing it just a tad, huh?
The kind of shit you would normally reserve for, like, a bank robbery in progress.
Or like, taking down a serial killer or something.
I don't even know why they need guns. I mean, for a pot raid, you are gonna get no sort of... no cause for resistance at all. I mean, you don't have to have a gun. You might be asked to step a couple of feet to the left if cartoons are on or the Spanish network. That's a personal favorite of mine.
You like getting baked and watching Spanish news?
God, it is funny. Muy caliente. I watch that at least once a week. It repairs my soul. Like, I come on your show and talk about all this horrible shit. I can only counteract that by getting high and watching Muy Caliente.
Speaking of that, Alex Jowski told me he brought up to you at work the other day the Steubenville rape case, and I'm quoting here, he went all Hadley on me.
He was talking to me about that today. He said, I heard that episode where you got more passionate than I've ever heard you before since I've known you. And I've known Jowski for going on 20 years now.
I just like the fact that he compares you to me when you start flipping out like that. I'm not sure if I'm flattered or insulted by that.
I'm flattered.
Do you know what they netted in this entire raid? 6 plants. 3 tomato plants, a melon plant, and 2 butternut squash plants. This is the part that we need to talk about. You pointed out that they were being surveilled for months.
Right.
All these officers, there was over a dozen officers involved in the raid.
Holy
full,
shit.
Full tactical gear. How much money do you think was spent to raid a 2 former CAA operatives' home for non-existent marijuana plants?
Well, it's all taxpayer money, so fuck it. Who cares?
But that's why I'm just saying, like, couldn't the police find a little something? I mean, is there really nothing to do in Leawood, Kansas, that there's no real pot dealers? How do you get this misinformed?
Right. And what, like, if they'd paid attention just in the abstract sense, people that grow marijuana, they don't use shit that you get at Home Depot because it's ideal for growing marijuana. They use it because that's what's available, because the country is full of people who grow their own vegetables.
I have been profiled like this. The home I own right now is a former drug house, and it is listed on the internet as such. I used to live next door to where I live now. They busted the former owner for pot, and he was growing it. They're carrying out plants and a safe full of drugs and money and all this stuff. So they come and knock on my door at 11:30 in the morning, and you know for me that's like 2 or 3 hours after I go to bed.
Sure.
So I was a little crabby. The police knock at my door because my wife has a whole bunch of tomato plants on the outside of our house. They kind of pot there, lots of plants, probably pot here. And they actually asked to search my home.
Did they have a warrant?
No. So I've been the victim of this kind of profiling. And I mean, even after we bought this house, for the first 2-3 months, every now and then, midnight, 1 a.m., maybe once or twice every week, we'd get a little, dude, is blank blank here, man? It's like, no, blank blank has been arrested. Beat it, bum.
Shut the fuck up, junkie.
So I've been the victim of this kind of profiling, so, Charlie, this kind of sticks in my craw a little bit.
I'm sure it does stick in your craw, because I have never been profiled like that, and I smoke pot all the time.
Here's the thing. You don't look like a pothead. I do, and I'm not one. Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah, you kind of do.
But I'm not one. Isn't that weird?
It's just a certain aesthetic, and you shouldn't be razzled by the man because of that.
Since we're talking about wasting police resources, why don't we talk about what Boston does? Now, Boston's a pretty big town, right, Charlie?
It's a pretty big town, and something stupid happening in Boston has to be taken into consideration. Like, there's a learning curve for Boston, because nothing against you guys, but there's some dumb motherfuckers there.
there's obviously going to be drugs and prostitution, which I don't agree with being busted, but for the sake of this argument, it's illegal. Prostitution, murders, robberies. What are the police spending their undercover unit doing? Raiding underground music clubs. They are actually trying to find unlicensed punk rock shows. Is this not just a shocking waste of police resources?
Your tax dollars at work, America.
So your opinion on them doing this instead of maybe finding that the drug dealer on the corner or maybe finding the rapist of, you know, like the nine women in the neighborhood. We've got to shut down Sex Pistols cover band.
For all they know, there could be people growing cucumbers out there. Well, how this came to pass, according to the article that you sent me, this is like some catfish type stuff. It just really struck me as stupid. Police are setting up fake Twitter accounts and fake Facebook accounts and looking for underground shows. And by underground shows, as defined by the article, concerts in a private home, which is subject to nothing except a noise ordinance, which can only be, you know, looked into if there's a complaint from a neighbor. More often than not, that shit doesn't happen. It's just they're trying to find it ahead of time by using social media. A cop will pose as a fan of punk rock on Facebook and try to, you know, use some hip slang like I'm trying to remember the article. There was something really ridiculous. Like I think you said, what's the 411 on this weekend shows?
Too bad we're not here this weekend, Joe Sly wrote. Patty's day is a madhouse and I am still pissing green beer. The cops break ball, something wicked here. What's the address for Saturday nights? I love DIY concerts. And then the article goes on. He might as well have just written, just got an 8-ball of beer and I'm ready to party. I think it would be funny. I'm just envisioning some like just 2 weeks shy of retirement kind of cop trying to pass as a teenager on Facebook to find the underground music show.
23 Skidoo.
Yeah, picturing all the Mr. Burns-isms.
Wait, exactly.
Do you think that this is a shocking waste of police resources, or is this possibly a very smart plan? Because think about it. They find out one of these shows. Most punk rock shows are going to feature booze, drugs, and possibly other things. That we use the noise ordinance as a reason to go into the house, and then therefore we can bust everything else that's going on in the house.
Josh, that is an ill-conceived notion, and I'll tell you why. It's because the only shows that happen at someone's house are intended for people who cannot get into a rock club or a bar or wherever a real show is. That's all they have because they can't get into a bar. So if cops raid one of these places, I'm not a particularly smart man, so I don't want to think that I'm the only one who thought of this. But if they go and raid a house party, all they're going to get is minors who cannot be fucking tried as adults. If they're trying to meet some quota, they're not going to do it doing this kind of shit.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But, you know, to them, they may look at, and I'm using the Miami Vice kind of way of thinking, at least we got some of the drugs off the streets.
Assuming they even make it to the evidence locker and are not stashed away for their own personal use.
Well, and then some of the groups that are being targeted by this have started to screen cap the emails from the obvious police officers and send it around. They say, and I quote, "It's an amazing parody of what you might imagine a cop trying to pose as a young punk would look like."
There was another part of that article that said that among the people setting up these shows, it's become a game of spot the narc and the loser has his party shut down.
So, but I mean, you know, let's tie this back into the other segment from Kansas. Do you think that this is just a shocking waste of police resources, that maybe they should be stopping the drugs from coming into the city or finding rapists or trying to catch the murderers? I mean, this just does not seem like it should be such a high priority in a city the size of Boston, doesn't it?
And I mean, there's a lot of factors at play because the police are a municipal organization. They get their funding from the city, from tax dollars, and they have a spending quota. Like, if they don't spend X amount of dollars this year, they won't get X amount of dollars next year. So what they're trying to do is use as much effort, use as many resources with as little effort as possible, try to get something big so that they'll get their budget for the next year. I mean, it could really just be that fucking ugly and simple.
it's just a waste of police resources. Because I can say if my house got robbed and I found out where were all the cops when my house got robbed, all 12 cops in a 3-block radius were busting the house party down the block. I would feel a little lawsuity, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I would feel even more lawsuity if, oh, sorry, they were all across town busting vegetable growers who used to work for the CIA.
I still can't get over that. You guys couldn't have picked the worst people to fucking bust accidentally, could you?
That is that's like a whole fucking chicken on your face. Never mind the egg.
All right. On that note, we're going to go to Hart. We'll be back with something a little less fun.
Thank you. I am so goddamn angry today. Josh, are we rolling yet?
We are rolling for about the fourth fucking attempt.
Yeah, for the folks at home who don't understand, let me tell you something at home, folks. We joke on the air, me and Josh, behind the air, behind the scenes, we joke about the fact that our phones are tapped. And you know what? I'm having so much phone trouble today that we're recording this from my cell phone. And folks, I did not have any phone trouble on my Time Warner landline until I did this show. The more I've done this show and the more I've become active in politics, the more Josh and I have had phone trouble. Ain't that right, Josh?
It's ridiculous. Okay, and these are new problems. These are problems I've never encountered when dealing with Alex or Charlie or Jillian or anything.
It's pretty fucked up, man, and I'm really goddamn pissed tonight. I'm going to launch right into it. I have been battling here in Highland Park. I've been advocating to you guys around the country that we got to take back the political process for us, the people. We, the people. This shit with Obama secret signing into a law that makes it illegal to go after a food company, this Monsanto Protection Act that he's fucking signed into law behind closed doors. Guys, it's indicative of exactly what's happening in our government from the top to the bottom. And I'll tell you, you know, Josh, when you were growing up as a kid, did you grow up in the city?
No, I grew up in a relatively small area, about 10,000 people in my town.
Well, dude, I grew up in Chicago. And in Chicago, I grew up around several major intersections, around several major traffic corridors in the city of Chicago. And when I was growing up, my parents taught me something very simple. Stay the fuck out of the street when you play. How about that one? How about you stay the fuck out of traffic when you ride your bike? My parents, you know, I used to ride my bike to work when I worked at McDonald's, and I didn't take one major street because I knew I could get hit by some idiot in a car, and I could end up with a limp for the rest of my life. So here where I live in Highland Park, they are trying to ram through a plan to take away vehicle lanes on every major traffic corridor around Highland Park where I live here in Los Angeles, and it's disgusting. There have been so many people showing up at these local boards to say, hey, I can't get around. I need my car. Look at the traffic. Look at the thousands of dollars we've lost in taxable revenue. Even McDonald's took a hit. When they took away vehicle lanes on my main street here on York, even McDonald's has lost sales revenues because of their decision to remove vehicle lanes. And you know why? You get nothing but traffic. There wasn't traffic on York before. Now it goes on down the street. Bicyclists won't even ride on the street. They ride on the sidewalk. So I go to this meeting last night, the Eagle Rock Neighborhood Council, and the guy who's managing it is a dude named David Green. And David makes a big deal out of, you know, we're going to make this fair, and we don't want anybody to talk trash on anybody. We want this to be civil and moderated equally. It wasn't. It was not. For one thing, they let all the bicycle people know about this shit before they let everybody else know, because they want to get a heavy presence from bicycle people. And guess what? You bicycle people are such selfish motherfuckers. You know what I saw at this neighborhood meeting, Josh? It's going to make you sick, dude. I'm in a neighborhood meeting. It's on a second floor, and the room is jam-packed. There's a lot of older citizens there. And guess what? Who had all the seats? The young bicycle guys. Yeah, all the young bicycle guys that are young, in their 20s, you got young dudes with their, I wish I were a man beard, I wish I was a real man beard. They grow this giant beard so you don't think they're a girl, even though they act like a fucking girl. Not one of these assholes who are all about green and better lives for everybody, not one of these bike lane assholes gave up their seat for an old senior citizen that was wilting. Wilting. These dudes were dropping like flies, and they had to leave the meeting, and I think that was part of it. But the thing I'm fucking pissed about is there was no nice moderation. This guy, David Green, singled me out for a little humiliation. One, he asked me where I was from. We had dudes coming in from all over L.A., guys from Pasadena, Glendale, crowded, and make it look like there's more support for this than there really is. But me, the guy who lives right over the hill, who is in the neighborhood, and he has my address on a card right in front of him, he asked me where I live. Then next question, he asked me, do I have children in public schools? You know why he asked me that? Because he wanted to invalidate the fact that I was telling them, what the fuck are you doing sending children onto Colorado Boulevard in a bike lane to slow down traffic? That's right, Josh. Their stated aim is to slow down traffic. And you know how they're going to slow down traffic? With human beings on bicycles. Yeah.
Why would it invalidate your claim that you don't have children? Do you somehow, you only care about the welfare of children once you have one? Other than that, they can go fuck off? What the hell kind of specious logic is that?
Dude, I taught swim lessons as a kid. I work with troubled youth because I give a fuck. And how about this? Maybe I wanted to have a family. Maybe I wanted to have fucking kids, Mr. Green. But I can't because my wife's a cancer survivor of cervical cancer. That's right, and it happened right when we wanted to have a family, Mr. Green. You fucking cocksucking dildo, you piece of shit. He didn't ask these questions of anybody else. And when they proposed their signature list of all the people who signed up against removing vehicle lanes from the most traveled traffic streets in my neighborhood, he practically threw them in the garbage, didn't even give a damn. These people don't care. They don't care. And I really can see this with this Monsanto thing. I mean, dude, are you not going out of your mind over the fact that our president, in a backdoor deal, has given carte blanche to a major company that no matter what you do, you can't be sued, nor can you be prosecuted by the federal government?
To be fair, and you know I am not an Obama backer heart, to be fair, the Republicans backed him into a corner. They attached this bill as a rider to the government's budget, and because we no longer have the line item veto, if he vetoed the entire bill, the government went broke. The Republicans backed him into a corner. He signed it, or the government collapses.
I think I'd vote for government collapse rather than poisoning the entire population of America. For folks at home who don't understand what we're talking about, Monsanto is the largest food company in America. And to give you an idea of the kind of bullshit these guys pull, well, gosh, when the FDA, which is in charge of, you know, protecting us, the consumers, was creating their genetically modified foods policy in 91 and 92, their scientists were very clear that gene-sliced foods were significantly different and could lead to different risks than conventional foods. But official policy declared the opposite. So their scientists said one thing, the FDA said another. Kind of interesting there. And, gee, who's in charge of the FDA? Monsanto's lawyer was in charge of the FDA. That's right. Monsanto's lawyer went on to become the head of the FDA. And what this asshole did when the Monsanto lawyer became head of the FDA is he made it very difficult for people to learn that there's dangerous chemicals in our milk. That's right. Dangerous chemicals are in our milk. Let me put it to you this way, guys. Genetically modified foods were pushed onto our plates by Monsanto and groups like this in 1996. Over the next 9 years in the U.S., multiple chronic illnesses nearly doubled. That's right. Allergy-related emergency room visits doubled between 1997 and 2002. Food allergies, especially among children, skyrocketed. We also witnessed a dramatic rise in asthma, autism, obesity, diabetes, digestive disorders, and certain cancers. Because guess who's banned genetically modified foods? Russia! Russia has banned all genetically modified foods from Monsanto. So instead of doing something smart, like, I don't know, making better food, no, you rigged the game and you changed the law in a backroom deal. This is sickening, and this is what's going on across the board in our politics. We, the people, we need to run, man. We need to start getting regular dudes running for public office, because what we got right now is we got a bunch of assholes who couldn't get a job in the real world, so they're going to fleece us in office. Here's my other favorite part about this Monsanto bullshit. France has banned it, too. Apparently, France has figured out that genetically modified corn causes cancer and rats. So France's main university found this, and they banned it too. So guess what, folks? America is behind Russia. That's right. Russia is ahead of us.
Do you want to know something that might brighten your day just a little bit on this subject?
Now, I'd like to hear something, Josh. I'm so fucking angry, dude.
Canada has not banned genetically modified food, but in Canada, it is illegal not to label it as such. So you know if you are buying genetically modified corn, for instance, in Canada, so you specifically have a choice. Monsanto sued and won the right to not have to label genetically altered food as being frankenfood. So even the Canadians are kind of saying, okay, we'll allow you to do it,
but you have to inform the public that it's been done.
You know, man, these Monsanto assholes, they got their boy into the FDA. And I don't know how many people understand what RBGH is or RBST is. It's a hormone. It's an engineered bovine growth hormone that they pump into cows to make them grow more milk. Guess what, guys? The people who have these injections of this engineered bovine growth hormone, the milk has more insulin-like growth factors. Guess what? These insulin-like growth factors are huge risk factors for common cancers. Gee whiz. And guess what else? The milk from these injected cows has more pus, more antibiotics, and more bovine growth hormone. And scientists at Monsanto found out how awful the milk was, and the scientists at Monsanto only will drink organic milk now. That's right. The scientists that are working for this giant corporation, Monsanto, this evil cocksucking corporation that doesn't care about you or me or any other American consuming their goods. Let me put it this way, folks. It's very simple. What would happen if the government said to Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, and they said, you know what, guys? You're now free. You are now free of all regulations. You don't have to protect your cars. You don't have to worry about getting sued. And in fact, federal law no longer even applies to you.
It'd be a fucking free-for-all. It'd be like the Road Warrior.
We already know that this government is killing us, guys. They're killing us with their pollution. They're killing us with the fucking shit they're putting in the food. And guys, I know I got long hair, but I'm the furthest fucking thing from a goddamn hippie. I like my steaks. I like my hamburgers. I like going to Wendy's and getting a burger. But you know what? I can't even go to Wendy's and get a burger anymore because they changed something in that meat. And when I go to Wendy's and get a burger, it makes me fucking sick. If I try to go to McDonald's, it makes me ill, dude. I can't eat it. It's garbage. And I grew up eating this stuff. I'm a meat eater, folks. I like to eat cows. I'll eat a person if I fucking have to. If it's zombie time, bring on the long pig. But don't give me chemicals and garbage that's going to make me ill. It's going to make my children sick. It's disgusting. These people are making our country weak. It is absolutely un-American. And I can't believe that there's... these guys are lucky there's not riots in the streets. Seriously, you let the bankers go. You're going to let these food manufacturers go. What's next? Are you going to give a license for hunting people? Is there going to be like a hunting people reservation in New Orleans? Oh, yeah, that's right. Our government has done such a great job of rebuilding New Orleans, haven't they? Folks, we've got to get off our asses. We have to get off our asses. Josh, I hate to cut you off, but we got to get off our fucking asses. More real people need to run for office. I've been getting involved in my local politics. I'm not going to run. I'll tell you straight out. I can't run. I'm going to do more good doing this show and running my TV network. But, folks, I'm calling out there. We need more good Americans to get into public office and fight the good fight. Because we can win, guys. We can win. And if you need to take a break, if you need to laugh a little bit, here comes the plug. The American Horrors Christmas Special, Part 2, Attack of Santa, is on Sunday night. That's right, April 7th, 8 p.m.-ish. Los Angeles time, 10 p.m. Central time, you can catch the first part of the American Horrors Christmas Special and part two, only on American Horrors at www.filmon.com for free.
Before we go, Hart, I'd like to point something out. While the quality of your audio might not be great tonight, you didn't drop out since we switched to your cell.
Yeah, kind of funny, huh? Kind of funny how my cell phone's working better than my landline from Time Warner. It isn't Time Warner part of the Six Strikes plan to spy on people?
Yep.
Huh, yeah. So whoever's bugging my phone, you motherfuckers, your days are numbered.
Thank you.
Charlie, you recently reacquired your old job, right?
I did.
Do you get paid sick leave?
I do not.
According to Fox News, a new law that is being implemented in New York City that will require full-time and most part-time employees of businesses that have more than 15 employees total to give all employees 5 paid sick days each year. Now, according to Fox News, that is entitlement and it's job-killing for business. Yes, Charlie, we are back to Fox News waging class warfare.
This is, I don't know, I'll be honest, I did not make it all the way through this one, the one that you sent to me. It just, it really fucking pisses me off. I mean, people who bitch about the middle class having too much have never had to go without. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, you got people like Rick Perry and Rick Santorum and all these other idiotic Republicans talking about, you don't need, minimum wage is already too high. You guys were born rich. What the fuck do you know about having to make it on minimum wage?
Nothing they will ever know. I mean, call it a fucking hunch, but I don't think Newt Gingrich has ever gone hungry.
Well, you heard about what Newt Gingrich tried to do when he was trying to get the presidential nomination, right?
Which horrible, fucking terrifying thing are you referring to, Josh?
He thought kids that are on welfare should have to work for it. Why not put them to work and make them janitors in the school for a couple of hours a week? Then they feel like they're actually earning something. What the fuck kind of specious logic is that?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I mean, I am not going to argue that America is overwhelmed with a sense of entitlement. It's just not the same kind of entitlement that they're talking about. I mean, God, I can't. I'm having a difficult time finding the words, man.
Now, Fox News is obviously the publicity wing of the Republican Party. That's pretty obvious to everybody. But
yeah, it doesn't even sound liberal when you say it anymore. It sounds like a goddamn fact that has been established, just nobody gives a shit.
It's a widely believed fact. Here's the thing. The Republicans, when they had their convention earlier this year, they all kind of wondered out loud, why do we keep losing elections? Well, I wonder. Most of the people that vote are the people you shit on every fucking day. You wonder why they don't want to vote for you, right?
Exactly.
It's like maybe if you'd stop being in the pockets of the big corporations, you might actually win an election now and then.
And I think this even goes beyond party lines. I don't think this is a conservative versus liberal thing. I just think that most of the people who are career politicians who can stomach enough bullshit on a daily basis to do that for a living, they could not give a shit about people that are lower than them. They are fucking miserable and rotting from the inside out. The only people they tolerate are other rich assholes like themselves. So out of 100% of the voting public, if you only give a shit about 10%, you have 90% of people that can see that because you do it in public.
But here's the weird thing about all this that I don't get. The Republicans seem to get, or not Republicans specifically, but right-wingers, they seem to get a lot of middle-class people that vote for them. They seem to not understand that if you vote Republican, you are voting against your own best interests. Why do you do it? Because they don't tolerate fags marrying.
Exactly.
You know, seriously, Charlie, what would it take for you to vote against legalizing marijuana? You know? That's the same kind of comparison. You'd be voting against your own best interest.
It would take public sodomy of a puppy.
But, I mean, do you see what I mean by making that comparison to you?
Yeah, and I will admit this in the interest of a fair and balanced view, as promised by some people, but rarely delivered. You have to take the 90% of people that most Republicans don't give a shit about, but you have to factor in the percentage of that 90% that are dumb enough to believe their bullshit. And that, I think, when you factor that quality into the American electorate, because we are some stupid people, let's just be honest about that.
Real Merkins.
That's why you have such close races. I mean, Florida 2000, that's the perfect example of that.
Well, I'm sure at some point somebody told Bush he didn't actually win Florida. Not that it mattered. I'm sure somebody informed him he didn't actually win it.
Yeah, I think that was like a few weeks into his second term.
But I mean, why do people do that? Why do people vote against their own best interests? Like Michael Bloomberg, he was elected by the people. So what does he do over his entire administration? Shits on all the little people. Well, I'm going to ban sodas. And like this law that New York City is passing, he's outright said, I will veto this if it comes to my desk, because people are not entitled to 5 paid sick days a year. It will completely bankrupt New York City businesses.
I think if you say something like that, you should be required by law to immediately follow it with how much you make a year versus how much vacation you get.
Let's also notice this. This may have been a poor choice of words, or he may have really meant this. I'm not sure. You've heard about the Monsanto Protection Act, which is kind of bullshit and it's kind of not, you know? You've heard about that, right?
Refresh my memory.
Basically, they put a one-paragraph rider onto the national budget, and because they gotten rid of the line item veto, if Obama didn't sign the Monsanto Protection Act into law, then the government basically would have gone broke and shut down last week, okay?
I see.
So they basically backed him into a corner. You know, if he signs this, he's fucked. If he doesn't sign it, he's fucked. Because back when we had the line item veto, he could just cross that out and sign everything else. But no, the Republicans thought the line item veto was way too much power for a president to have. Of course, George Bush wanted it brought back when things he didn't like came up before his desk. But that's a whole different story. But basically, it says that it gives Monsanto, you know, one of the most evil corporations this side of fucking Disney, complete reign over agriculture in the United States. They can now genetically modify vegetables and cannot be sued for any side effects. They do not have to label any kind of side effects. They do not have to label that the food you're buying at the grocery store has been genetically modified and has been turned into Frankenfood. And this is all done a man that makes no bones about the fact that he is in the pocket of Monsanto. And he has outright said when he leaves term, he is, quote, going to sell his seat to another Monsanto backer.
What he has, in layman's terms, is a throatful of lobbyist dick. I mean, both balls are in there.
Even gayer than Jowski listening to Bonnie Taylor and Jim Steinman.
Yes, that gay.
You know, just outright, I'm going to sell my seat when I'm done with it, just to make sure Monsanto doesn't lose their monopoly.
Now,
don't we have laws against that?
You would think so, but while you have shit like that going on, that is trying to work in tandem with, I'm going to say this, the rider, which is the most fucked up and ill-advised concept in all of American governance. I mean, the rider is what are making like the founding fathers turn over in their goddamn graves. You can take one law and attach whatever bullshit you want, then it goes to get voted on. So many times the rider completely contradicts the law that it's attached to. This is why everything is deadlocked. This is why it takes 7 months of subcommittee meetings to allow President Obama to so much as take a shit.
Don't forget about filibusters.
Oh, yeah, of course, filibusters.
You can't forget filibusters.
Yes, sides from both of the aisle. High-ranking officials in both parties are allowed to say as much bullshit as they want for as long as they want.
Just to kind of wear you down is basically what it's for. The filibuster, I think, should be illegal, too. To me, the system is so broken, though, Charlie. It can't be fixed the way it is. It's one of those, and I'm not trying to sound like a militia member, but you have to raise everything and then just start it fresh. That's the only way to do it. And by starting fresh, I mean banning lobbyists, taking out riders, taking out or adding back the line item veto, allowing the governance to actually govern.
Now, just to clarify again, this is not militia that you're talking about.
I'm not talking militia.
I don't know. Maybe it's your accent, man, but that sounds really like a militia.
Fuck you. Well, let's get back to Fox News for a sec. Now, Fox News likes to whip up class warfare whenever they feel like it, really. Remember when Occupy Wall Street started, it was all about class warfare. Except they were blaming it on the Occupy Wall Street people that were declaring class warfare, not the fact that Occupy Wall Street was finally calling bullshit on the class warfare that's been there all of my lifetime. I'm going to quote from Charles Payne of Fox News. The fact of the matter is, if we're going to be honest about this, I own a small business, and 90% of my employees take every sick day, every day they're allowed off, even when they're not sick. Maybe it's this overarching feeling that, you know, it's an entitlement, so they take it. So because one or two employees might abuse your system, fuck all those that might need it, maybe the people who you don't want to pay minimum wage to, you want to pay less than minimum wage, might, when they really get sick, need to still get paid for that day. Or am I fucking living in a fantasy world?
Unfortunately, you are living in a fantasy world. Because none of that shit's going to happen.
Fox News, which calls itself the voice of the people, and by the fact that they get the biggest ratings, but then so does Honey Bong Bong, so that really doesn't say anything
right there. Fair and balanced.
Yeah, fair and balanced, uh-huh.
That is their fucking slogan.
I don't even know, do they still use that?
With a straight face, probably not.
But you have to remember, this is also the same Fox News that sued and won the right to be able to legally lie on the air and still call it news. Why do people always take that out? I'm constantly sent articles by people going, oh my God, Fox News says this, and I'm like, it's Fox fucking News. I don't believe a goddamn thing I ever read on Fox News.
They were given a fucking golden ticket to as much bullshit as they want to say, and they are not accountable at all.
Charlie, we bring this up every single time you're on. Fox News is like a straight-faced, real version of The Onion, isn't it?
Yes. You can call it The Chive, if you wish.
I don't think an episode goes by that you're on this show that we don't bring up The Onion at some point.
Yeah, it's the herpes of my episodes of What the Fuck keeps coming back up.
But to be fair, you've been smiling and laughing this whole one, unlike last time you were on when you were kind of pissed.
Oh yeah, thank fucking God I needed to laugh after fucking Steubenville Revisited.
So Charlie, lately you've been saying, and Jowski's been backing this up, that you've been kind of getting depressed after you do this show. Why is that?
I don't know, man. Ask your fans, because I'm sure they get depressed after listening to it.
Are you saying that I'm putting on a bad show?
No, you're putting on a great show. It's just, I'm not saying it's not necessary. It's just unpleasant. It's like spotting a boil on your taint. I mean, you definitely don't want to deal with it, but you're glad you know it's there.
All right, so I'm a boil on a taint. Thank you.
There you go. I'm working on the business cards right now.
Where can we find the Fister?
GeekJuiceMedia.com. I recently submitted, I posted a 13-minute set that I did doing stand-up at Looney's. I'm excited to see how people that listen to your show will react to that. And Facebook, Twitter, you know.
And your name is spelled weird, so people have to Charley. And you can find me at the same geekjuicemedia.com, 1201beyond.com, and 1201beyond@gmail.com to contact the show. So, you want to say anything to close out the night there, Fister?
Keep your fist tight.
One fist in the gutter, one foot in the gold.
Yeah. dad's gone and bought a gun. He says he's fed up with the crime in this town.